head of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, Assistant Superintendent of Police, ASP Junior Simmons, said, "The media is a critical partner in the fight against crime." ASP Simmons said human trafficking is defined as a form of organized crime, and the media can play an important role in tackling this problem.
The media is a critical partner in the fight against crime. Therefore, it is vitally important that persons in this profession are sufficiently knowledgeable on matters relating to crime, the causes of crime, and what we can do together to tackle the vexing issue of crime in our communities. Human trafficking is a global phenomenon and a brutal crime that the whole world is grappling with today. And Simmons and the Grenadines is very much a part of that global fight to eliminate this unnecessary evil from our civilization. Human trafficking is organized crime. The traffickers are well organized in their intent to exploit the most vulnerable in our society and to profit excessively from their criminal networks and activities. Therefore, it will take a better organized and strategic approach by all stakeholders, including the media, to stop the traffickers and bring them to justice.
Head of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit of the Royal St. Vincent and the Grenadines Police Force, Assistant Superintendent of Police, ASP Junior Simmons, and Assistant Commissioner of Police, Leonard Fergus, said, "Millions of people become victims of human trafficking globally every year, noting that it is the second most profitable crime after drug trafficking." He said, "Partnerships are important in fighting this type of criminal activity.
Partnership is the fight against this crime is key. It is imperative that not only local partnerships are formed among stakeholders, but regional and international as well, if we are to, in a serious and sustained way, counter human trafficking. And partnership is one of the reasons why the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit is holding this seminar today for media practitioners, because the media, in all of its effort, in all of its forms, is a vital partner in combating crime, including human trafficking. Your role is not just to report on matters of crime and criminal activities, but also to investigate the circumstances of crime so that your reporting would have that level of accuracy that is acceptable by society."
Assistant Commissioner of Police, Leonard Fergus. Meanwhile, Minister of Finance, Economic Planning and Information Technology, Camilo Gonzalez, said, "Human trafficking is a developmental issue which requires the support of the media."
Human trafficking is a human rights issue. It's a crime issue, but it is very much a development issue and an economic issue. And St. Vincent and the Grenadines has to be cognizant of that. And that's why I'm here. You as journalists are here because the fight against human trafficking, particularly in a country like St. Vincent and the Grenadines, is very much a public relations and education battle. St. Vincent and the Grenadines currently is not what you would call a hotspot of human trafficking. And we have to thank a number of factors for that. One of those factors being, of course, the good work of the Anti-Trafficking in Persons Unit, our location, our history, our culture, our religious background, and a number of things that play a role. But increasingly, human trafficking will become a threat to development in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Minister of Finance, Economic Planning, and Information Technology, Camilo Gonzalez. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.